Good morning. I hope everyone is well. As you can see, our pastor Dan is away today with his family, and we'll also be next Sunday. That doesn't mean you should stay away necessarily. Now that you know he won't be here, the cat's away, you know, the mice will play. Actually, we have a little sermon series, a mini sermon series. So we're going to start today with a sermon called Praying with Confidence. So if you would open your Bibles to 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. 1 John is a very small book right near the end of the Bible, before Revelation. I'll give you just a minute. Next week we will be looking at a sermon titled Praying Continually. And I also will be up here on the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, and perhaps we'll do a third episode in our prayer series. But our scripture this morning is very short, just two verses, but it's a powerful one, and one that is extremely meaningful. So, I see most people have found it. And let's read it together. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Now, Gail prayed this morning. Thank you, Gail. And she prayed with great confidence, I thought. God will answer our prayers and will provide. And it's wonderful to hear someone praying with that kind of confidence. And in this scripture passage this morning, there is assurance that we can pray with confidence to our God, who is a good and loving God. Do you remember back in the 90s, those of you who were alive? Not everyone here was. There was a song by Garth Brooks. He's now an old country singer. Not as old as me, I don't think, but called Unanswered Prayers. It was a song that I really enjoyed. I wasn't really a country fan so much, but I really enjoyed the message of that song. And I'm sure every country music fan at that time knew it, and it did cross over into pop somewhat and really got Garth Brooks' career going because it was a number one hit. Unanswered Prayers. It was about Garth and his wife going back to Oklahoma, back to his high school, for a football game. And when they were there at the football game, they ran into Garth's old high school sweetheart. And he recalled that when he was a high schooler and he was dating her, he had prayed over and over and over again that she would be the love of his life for all of his life, that God would allow the two of them to be married and to be together always. The second verse of that song goes, she was the one that I'd wanted for all time. And each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. How often do we do that? Pray to God for something special. Pray over and over and over again for something we think we want. And then sometimes we'll even be so desperate that we'll try to make a deal. I'll never ask for, if you give me this one thing, I'll never ask for anything again. The one I like is, if you do this one thing for me, God, you answer this prayer, I'll go to church every Sunday for the rest of my life. I love that one. Well, the chorus of that song goes, "Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers." Remember, when you're talking to the man upstairs, a phrase I don't particularly like, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he doesn't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. You see, Garth Brooks and that girl split up. Garth met another woman that he fell in love with. He was able, because of that, to marry her. And as they went to this high school football game, he was so glad when he saw this girl that he had gone with in high school. He doesn't say why, what the circumstances were, but he was so glad that God had said no to that prayer and that he was now married to the woman that he was with at that time. So our scripture message today is short and simple. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. It's quite a promise. And yet he says no, sometimes. Sometimes our prayers seem to go unanswered. Of course, they're never unanswered. Sometimes they're no. Sometimes they're wait, not yet. But this verse that we have today almost seems, doesn't it, like what, in fact, it says, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Whatever we asked. It sounds like a contradiction. Because we know we ask of him certain things, and he says no. Or he says wait. But it says right here, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. The Bible doesn't lie. It doesn't contradict itself. So there must be something else going on. In John 16:23, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." Whatever you ask. It's an amazing promise. All we have to do is ask. Oh, and then Jesus says, "In my name." So all we have to do is ask and mention Jesus' name, right? "This I pray in Jesus' name, amen." We do that all the time. And then we'll get it, right? Isn't that true? Well, when it says in Jesus' name, what it's really saying is in Jesus' will. Will we ask in Jesus' name for something that is not in Jesus' will for us to have? And if we do, is that the right thing to do? In my will. I used to dream of being a successful songwriter. In fact, back in the mid-90s, I was writing country music before I started writing Christian music. And I went 6 times over 2 years to Nashville, pitching songs to publishers. I had great dreams. I wasn't really interested in performing so much as I was writing the songs and having other people perform them. I got 20 or 25 publishing contracts over that span of time. It was great, I thought. But something else was going on at that time. I never did get a song cut in Nashville by any artist, so I didn't become a famous songwriter. But what did happen to me during that time was I was learning the skills of music. And I was learning the skills of talking with people. And God was working on my heart. And I was reading the Bible and studying the Bible. And I was praying for the wrong things, but I was still praying. So I was in communion with God. And all of this time he was working on me. Because he had a plan. Because when that songwriting thing didn't work out so well, I started taking those songs I was writing, they became Christian songs, and then taking them out to churches and singing them to people and sharing a message to people, preaching or giving witness, playing in Christian coffee houses, traveling all over the Eastern Seaboard. And then I became a worship leader. And then I went to divinity school and got my master's of divinity. And today, I'm standing here. And I've been in this church for a few years, and I can honestly say that I couldn't be happier than I am today with what I'm doing. And I'm not a famous, successful, wealthy songwriter. But I am a successful servant of God because he prepared me for that in a little church in Ashburnham. And it's a wonderful place to be. There are a lot of reasons why God might say no to our prayers. It might be that we're not ready for what we're asking for. It might be that he has other plans for us, like he did for me. It might be that what we're asking for will eventually hurt us in some way, be damaging to our life. That often can happen with that high school sweetheart. Might not be the wisest choice for a lifelong marriage. Sometimes we're not in the right place spiritually. Norman Vincent Peale, a minister and author of The Power of Positive Thinking, told a story about his youth. When he was a boy, this goes back to the probably 1930s, maybe even 20s, he found a big black cigar on the street. He had gone into town with his dad, and his dad was off in a store, and he found this cigar and some matches, and he decided he was going to be a big shot. So he went into an alley, and he lit the cigar up, and he took a drag, and it was horrible, but he felt like a big shot doing it, and so he's smoking the cigar in the alley, feeling good about himself, and all of a sudden he sees his dad coming. And so he puts the cigar, because he doesn't know what to do with it, behind his back. And he tries to look casual, waiting for his dad to come with the cigar burning behind his back. And as his dad comes up, he points to distract his father to a billboard that's advertising a circus. And he said, "Dad, can we go? Can we go to the circus?" And his father says, "Son, never make a petition while at the same time trying to hold a smoldering disobedience." It's a great story. And we do that. We ask God for something while in our lives we have sin. And we know we have sin. And we're not stopping the sin. And yet we still want God to answer our prayers. And wouldn't it be better we stopped the sin, or at least tried to stop the sin, prayed to God to stop the sin, to help us. Sometimes God says no because he wants us to grow or to change. Sometimes saying yes to us and our prayer would damage another person, would hurt someone else. There's a lot of reasons why God might say no. or wait. But there is something that we can do to increase our confidence in our prayers. And it also will benefit us in every other area of our life. John 15:7, Jesus says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." So if you want your prayers to be answered with a yes, abide in Jesus, and let him abide in you. Because would you, if you are abiding in the Lord and he is abiding in you, would you ask for something that conflicts with his will and desire for you? Your greatest desire then would be to please him, not to please yourself. And that desire would guide you. And this is also what the Apostle John is saying in today's scripture. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. The key phrase is according to his will. If we ask for it truly in his will, we are sure to get it. But if it's not in his will, are we going to get it? Not from him. We might choose to defy him and try to get it some other way, but not from him. James 4, verse 3 puts this more directly. It says, "When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." If we're asking with the wrong motive, then we are not asking in God's will. The fact is that God, our loving God, is a lot less concerned with our pleasures than with our joy. When we accept Jesus as Savior, we are filled with an intense and incomparable joy. Not a pleasure, but a joy. And as we are filled with the Holy Spirit and we learn and we listen, that joy grows. The joy of being in Christ and Christ being in us. It is the joy of knowing that we will eternally be with our Father. And it's in this joy, not in our pleasures, that our prayer life should take root. And it is from this joy, not from our pleasures, that our request to God should spring. I'd like to look at one more thing Jesus taught us in the Gospels. In Matthew 6, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray. And he taught them the Lord's Prayer, which we said this morning, which we say every Sunday here at People's Church. And Christians say all around the world every Sunday. It's a prayer that I learned in school, when I was in first and second and third grade, because we said it every single day. Don't do that anymore in school, but it's still the most important prayer that a Christian can learn, in my opinion, because it's the prayer that Jesus gave us to pray. And it encompasses so many things in such a short space. The part of it that I want to look at today is, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Sometimes I think about that as like a vague concept, like peace in the world. You know, thy will be done on earth. Bring peace to this world. Let it be as peaceful as heaven is. Or Jesus coming again and taking his rightful place as king of this world as he is king in heaven. But I don't think Jesus meant it that way. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Today, this moment, let your will be done on earth. Of course, we look around us. We see an awful lot that we know is not God's will. But you know what can be in God's will? We can be in God's will. And other Christians. And we can have an influence on other people to help them see that that's the place to be in God's will. So this brings us back again, one last time, to our scripture. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. We can be assured that God will answer all our prayers. But if we want them to want him to answer them with a resounding yes, then we must pray completely in his will. Are we capable of that? We're human. Humans sin. Humans err, or however you want to say that word. Humans are selfish. But we can get closer than we are to doing God's will and being in God's will. How? Pray. Read the Bible. Spend time with God. The more we're with him, the more that we'll do his will. The more that we do his will, the better our life will be, because his plan is better than our plan. I learned that because I wanted to be a famous and wealthy, by the way, songwriter. I'm neither famous nor wealthy. I am a songwriter, but apparently not Nashville's type. But I'm God's type. And that's awesome. And I am happy. Paul said, pray continually. Seems difficult. To many, it seems impossible. But it's not. Next Sunday, we'll talk about how to pray continually. But for today, just consider this. Praying continually would put us continually in God's presence. And is there a better place to be? By doing that, we can remain more and more in his will. And we can become more and more confident in our prayers. God will always answer our prayers. The more we pray in his will, the more he'll say yes to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do want to live in your will. It's hard. There are so many distractions. There are so many things going on around us. We do want to be in your presence continually. It is hard. So many things pulling us away. Help us, Lord. Help us to focus. Help us to be present with you, to acknowledge you, to listen to you, to open the eyes of our heart, as the song says, to you. And help us to be in your will. It is the best place to be. And we pray that you will help us to be there. In Jesus' name, amen.